Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello
and welcome
to Off Script,
the podcast
where we
discuss
books
and movies.
What?
Typically the same book versus movie. Not
all the
books
time.
Versus, like,
oh, I see.
You see what I'm trying
to say? Yes, I see. I was like, what do you mean typically? Every time. Like, that's what we do.
No. How we just did it, it almost sounded like we were talking about a book and then a different movie.
But how would... No, because we didn't say compare. We said discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, guys, happy almost Thanksgiving. Crazy.
How'd it fly by?
I know. I feel like I'm, like, about to go trick-or-treating still.
That's because we are.
It is October 22nd right now, but... Oh, almost a month. Hey, look at that.
Oh, funny.
We're doing okay. We're, like, high-key stressing you guys because we're running behind on podcasts. But I think we're gonna
keep happening where we, like, plan things. And then
I was supposed to record, and then, like, Tyler got freaking, like, deadly sick. Okay, not deadly, but he got sick. And so we couldn't record. And it's, like, everything keeps popping up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully.
Wait, no, I think I was the reason last time.
Oh, yeah.
So I got deadly sick.
Gosh, you guys, we just keep, like, not being able to. So we're high-key stressing out. But you know what? We got a game plan.
Yeah. But, it's going to be fun.
We'll
be fine.
We'll figure it out.
We got this.
Yeah. But as for right now, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving because this is the last time we'll chat before Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
No, then we have one after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought you were saying this was the end of the
this
season.
This is it. All done. Bye-bye. No more.
Like, we have one more.
So, yeah. No. But anyway, so happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. So today, well, first off, let me paint you my picture. Tyler is super sick. So I'm super tired. Like, we just got back from our Arizona trip, and my adorable cousins... twins were sick, but I mean, we're not gonna cancel our trip.
Yeah.
So we were like, I was like, whatever, Tyler would get sick, you know, it'll be fine. Like, I knew Tyler was gonna get sick. Like, the rest of us might, but I just knew. I was like, no, Tyler catches everything. Sure enough, he got sick, and he's like, low grade. Luckily, it's not high, but low grade fever, and like last night, he came in my room. And he saw the thermometer on my bedside table and just picked it up and put it on his forehead because he's like, I'm so sick. So sure enough, he had a fever. And so it's like, so I'm just kind of like running on fumes because I'm also slightly sick. Like, yeah, you probably can hear it. My nose is stuffed right now. But so that's my picture.
Great picture.
This is my life picture. Well, I've realized, I mean, I've said this like 12 times. How am I supposed to paint the picture of where we're at every time? We're in the same room.
You're the one that started this.
I know. So now it has moved from a physical picture because you guys know where we're at. We're in my bedroom.
What made you start this?
Because I like to know, I like to imagine my podcasters in their environment.
Okay.
So I like to know, like, when I listen to Office Ladies and they talk about the studio, I'm like, okay, yeah. I know they're sitting in a studio.
They're in the studio.
So we are sitting in my bedroom because my sick children are in the room next to us. No, we started in the bedroom because we have to, because I have children. Not because they're sick.
I know. I was like,
just so happens today, my sick children are in the room next to us. Okay, I'll paint more. Okay. We're sitting on my bed because we don't have chairs in here. And my dog is sleeping right there on my bed. Mm-hmm. And we got the Grinch on the TV so we don't miss any details for you guys.
Yeah.
There's my picture.
Good picture.
Thanks. I've just slowly moved it to an emotional picture throughout the season.
You have. It's true.
And then you get at it for, what am I trying to say?
I have no idea.
You yell at me every time, like, great picture. Emotional. It's an emotional picture.
Okay.
Then you always do that K that makes me feel like I'm just doing something wrong. Judgmental K.
Okay. No,
okay. It's just... Okay.
At some point in the future of the podcast, there's going to be a happy picture that we'll paint.
Maybe one day.
Not... Guys, I'm so stressed.
I guess that's true.
Guys.
Every time I've done an
emotional... I'm sick. Guys. Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think of that. Every emotional picture I've done has been negative.
That's why I'm always like,
oh,
nicely done.
Okay, overall, guys, my life is good.
Just every week, you don't hear about the good stuff.
All right, I'll get better. I'll get better. Season 2, stay tuned for happy, happy painting pictures.
So you guys won't believe it. Guess what? What?
Well, I was asking them.
I know, but I'm answering for them.
Oh, okay. So we just did Nightmare Before Christmas last week.
What?
And now Brie got to go see Nightmare something.
Can-Can.
Can-Can.
Which is so fun.
Can you tell me about it? Because yeah. She legit just got to my house. Here's more of a picture painting. Yeah. She legit just got to my house after seeing it up mm-hmm. in Seattle. So I want to yeah. hear yeah. all about it.
We saw it at the Triple Door, which is a restaurant. That's so hard to explain. It's like there's the stage. And then the seating is all tables for you to eat your food at and, like, drink your drinks and stuff. And yeah. It was a can. Do you know what a can-can is?
Like the dancing, like, right?
Yes, but do you know the style that can-can is?
Can you, well, can you do the can-can?
I mean, yes-ish, but it's very provocative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And then it was literally Nightmare Before Christmas, can-can style. But they also, they did what we kind of touched on. They made Jack and Sally's relationship obvious. I got to see their wedding.
Oh,
yeah, it was so sweet. But like her first scene with Dr. Finkelstein, he's basically being the controlling dad figure. And she's like, oh, but I'm in love. And like, the whole scene is her telling him how she's in love with Jack. And I was like, okay, I like that they added that because they don't add that in the movie.
No, they don't.
Yeah. And it was just, it was so fun because they would run through the crowd and there was a lot of confetti and they made some hilarious jokes. Like there was the scene when Jack is piecing it together
mm-hmm.
that after he's been shot down.
Yes.
In his sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm the Pumpkin King. So he, like, he got to the front of the stage and was like, I just realized. The reindeer goes, that's not Santa.
What? The reindeer goes?
The like reindeer.
Oh, the reindeer. I was like,
the reindeer.
What? Was there, like, a narrator, too? I'm yeah. so confused.
And it was all done with a live band, but the band was,
oh,
like,
fun.
Trumpets and trombones, tubas. I think there was a drum set for sure, and I think there was a piano.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really fun to see.
Good.
I loved it. I want to see it again.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's a fun little...
Yeah. I got a picture with the two, with Jack and Sally.
Oh. Yeah. Was Sally in that picture, too? I didn't see
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's in the back.
Oh, I gotta check now. Oh, yeah, I see her.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool, though, that you did it, like, the week after we released. You got to talk about the week after we released.
Yeah, Nightmare. Yeah.
Thanks for knowing where I was going with that.
Yep.
My mouth was not working.
I know, that was just happenstance.
I know. All right, you guys. So, this week, we are talking about How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And let me tell you all about it. The Grinch decides to ruin Christmas. What?
Let me tell you all about it. The story that you've probably heard.
Oh, well. Okay.
Every year since
every
you were born.
Every year. Yes. Well, you know what?
Good but that is what anyways. We do.
Yes. Don't ruin my system. The synopsis must happen. So, the Grinch decides to ruin Christmas for the cheery citizens of Whoville. Reluctantly. Gotta zoom in, you guys.
I was wondering, I was like, why did you pause? Eyes.
Reluctantly joined by his unlucky dog, Max, Grinch comes down from his mountaintop home and sneaks into the town to swipe everything holiday-related from the Whos. However, the bitter Grump finds a hitch in his plans when he encounters an endearing Cindy Lou Who. Which isn't necessarily true.
No. Not at all. I've got beef with the synopsis.
I copy and paste it.
Yep.
It more is towards the movie, the I movie. Feel, than the book.
For sure.
All right, you guys. So, the author of this book is Dr. Seuss, and he also illustrated. And we are doing the...
Jim? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Carrey.
The Jim Carrey one. Jim Carrey one was directed by Ron Howard and screenplay by Jeffrey Price and Peter S. Seaman. So, the reason we are doing the Jim Carrey one is because the cartoon one is exactly the same. Like, here, I will tell you right now. Well, first, I guess we're going to do it like we did Nightmare, right?
Yep. Just
share
yep.
the book first.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the book. It starts off by saying that all the Whos love Christmas, but the
Hold
Grinch...
Hold on.
Oh, what happened?
You didn't say when the book came out.
Guys, I'm so jumbled. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself because I want to describe the differences in the cartoon because we're not doing the cartoon. So I got jumbled.
We're not doing the cartoon because it's verbatim the movie.
It literally quotes it. Like, yeah. The whole script. They add maybe, like, 5 or 6 lines to the movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, they quote the entire book, and that's it.
So,
now that you know that. The book came out in 1957, and the movie came out, the Jim Carrey one, November 8th, 2000. And the cartoon came out December 18th, 1966. Mm. So that's a 43-year difference for the Jim Carrey one and a 9-year difference for the cartoon. You guys are getting a 2-in-1 podcast. We're comparing 2 movies to 1 book, sort of. Even though we just said we're not.
I know. I'm like, what? Way to be confusing.
Well, all the information I've just given is for 2.
Guys, she really looked really excited just then, too.
I was like, you guys are getting 2 for 1. Whatever.
Technically, we could say that because we also plan on comparing the Benedict one.
Eventually.
Yeah, not next year, but at some point.
Uh-huh.
So guess what? That one will be a 2 for 2.
Probably, yeah. All right. So now that we've seen the book and movie, because we've never done that before, how do you feel about this story? How do you feel about the classic story of the Grinch?
It's one of my least favorite Christmas stories. Yeah, it's one of the ones where I'm like, I'll watch it because Christmas, but give me Rudolph. Give me the year without the Santa Claus. That's the best one.
That's a good one.
Hands down.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite one. So.
I'm Mr.
Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser.
Gosh, that's one of my favorite. Okay, I'm not even going to lie. I'm that annoying trend girl that loves to watch those ones on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
with the makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I'm just blown away by the skill people have.
And I will sit there and watch and listen to that song every time. And every, three swipes is one of those at Christmas time.
Anyways, I'm so sad you don't like it. I love The Grinch.
Yeah, this is not.
The Jim Carrey one is not my favorite. I like the classic cartoon. That's my favorite.
See, I would prefer, I guess we're getting into that. I prefer the Jim Carrey one over the classic, but the classic is quicker, so.
It's a half an hour.
Yeah, I would rather watch that than the, hour and a half?
Yes. Well, okay, let's do it. Wait, why did we pick this book? Or movie and movie.
How many times has Allie tried to start this?
I know. God, I keep skipping.
Because kind of like what you said, it's the classic Christmas.
Classic Christmas, and we're so close, you guys. It's freaking Thanksgiving week. How is that already? How are we almost done with 2023? Starting 2023,
girl.
Let me skip a whole year of our lives.
I don't mean that.
Gosh. Oh, man.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you guys. Let me just tell you what this flipping story is about. We're there now? We're there? Can I talk about it?
Yeah, we're there now.
Okay. So, I'm literally going to flip the pages. I'm not going to read it to you, though. So, we got all these Whos love Christmas, but the Grinch does not. He hates Christmas so much. He lives up in his little cave and just hates down on all the Whos. And he's like, oh my gosh, tomorrow is Christmas. I hate Christmas so much. Because all these little Whos get all their toys and they're so noisy and annoying. And then they eat all this food and they're like all happy. And then they sing. That annoying singing song. And then he got an awful idea. Wonderful, awful idea. And what is he going to do? He's going to turn to Santa Claus and go down and steal all of the Christmas, all of the Christmassy holiday stuff. So he makes his poor dog Max a reindeer, and Max has to pull this sleigh, and he goes into all these houses and he takes all the stuff. But in the very first house, he takes everything, like all the stockings and all the Christmas decorations and food and all that sort of stuff. And the food. and the tree. But as he's taking the tree, little Cindy Lou Who, who's only 2 years old, comes out and says, why are you taking my Christmas tree? And he goes, oh, you know, there's this light that doesn't work, and I'm just going to take it back to my North Pole and bring it back. And she's like, oh, okay. Gives her some water and pats her to bed. And then he takes everything, doesn't leave a crumb for the mouse, and goes and does it to all the other houses, and then he goes up to the top of Mount Crumpet, and he's gonna push all the toys and everything over the edge. But he pauses because he's like, you know what? They're gonna start crying, and I just want to hear them cry. But they don't cry. What does he hear?
Singing.
Fa su do re. I don't know the words, you guys.
Fa hu do re la.
Do da 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 da. And he was very, shocked. He's like, what?
He was puzzled for 3 hours.
Yes, that's what he said. 3 hours he just kind of stood there and listened and was confused.
So in the snow.
So these Whos sang for 3 hours. Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh. We have no Christmas. Might as well stand here and sing.
Can't open gifts. Just sing.
And so
we have no food.
Can't eat. Can't see or can't play with toys. Let's just sing the whole time. So as he's confused, he finally is like, oh my gosh, you know what? Maybe it doesn't come in a package. It probably comes within. And then his heart grew 3 sizes that day. Oh, because his heart was 2 sizes too small. I forgot to say that at the beginning. It's important. And then he rushed down and he gave all the Whos their stuff back, and the Whos let him cut the roast beast himself.
Wow.
And now, just like Nightmare, this entire story is in both movies, both the
cartoon and the
Jim Carrey,
which is why we just told you the story.
Yeah.
So, but there are slight differences in the cartoon, barely any, but I'll tell you them, so we can get the cartoon done and over with. Did you know it doesn't have a song in the book? So we don't know what they're singing, but the cartoon makes them sing a song.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And then another fun fact is it never says he was green.
No, and the whole entire book is black, white, and red.
Yeah, so he's never green in it. So
But I do think he's quite cute.
He's cute.
He looks like a cat.
He kind of does look like a cat. So
the kitty cat.
So the cartoon decided to make him green, and now he is green forever. In the cartoon, the Grinch told a lot of the story, not the narrators. Let's see, what else? Max was way more involved in the cartoon than the book, which I'm A-okay with. Max was the cutest part of that cartoon. His emotions and his facial expressions, he's like, he had the big, cute little smile. Yeah, that was it. I mean, the most they added to the movie, the cartoon, was like a bit at the end saying like, oh, he came down and all the Whos were happy and blah, 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 blah. Because the book literally ends with
him carving roast beef.
Yeah. Him returning everything.
And then he's cutting meat.
And then it's done. So they added a little bit more to like finish it up. And
I like that.
Yeah. That's the cartoon. There you go. Our podcast is over.
Woo.
You wooed again.
Dang it.
All right, but for now we're gonna get into the Jim Carrey one, and we're gonna do it rather quickly because it's the same exact
not
story.
Much. Yeah,
like there's just details.
There's actual people in this movie.
Yes.
Say what?
So this movie starts off with all the Whos like running around, like freaking out, like trying to get Christmas ready, right? And like clearly,
with all their crazy hair,
clearly they have like.
The book. Do they have mouse noses? Or is that a movie thing?
I mean, they got little, like, I mean, they don't look like people.
They don't look like people, but also, take me to the page where they're singing.
Okay.
That doesn't look like mouse noses to me. It looks like regular noses. So tell me, why do they have mice nose in the movie?
Mouse nose. I'm trying to think the right way to say it.
I feel like it would be mice, right? Because like
mice noses, because you need more than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do they have mice noses?
I don't know.
Rude.
Creative differences.
Big time.
So clearly, like the Whos are like, Christmas is all about presents, and Cindy Lou Who, who is supposed to be 2 years old.
Yeah.
But in the movie, she is, like, 9.
Yep.
It's like, but I don't think that's all that Christmas is about. Like, is it really? And she's getting, like, kind of distraught about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it jumps to her older brothers taking these girls up to Mount Crumpet. And they're like, oh, we're going to talk to the Grinch. And then they get scared. And sure enough, the Grinch opens the door and out pops this scary thing, and Max is barking at them, and he's just like, ha 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 ha, that's so funny. And so, what? That's what he did. And so, then something that, like, doesn't happen, well, obviously, I mean, this whole book, really, the whole movie is its own thing.
Yep.
But the Grinch goes down to Whoville. He goes down to Whoville in a disguise, because later we find out that no Whos have seen the Grinch because he lives up in Mount Crumpet. So, like, he's, like, almost, like, a legend. Like, they show an article about him, and he's, like, walking, like, Bigfoot.
Which is also funny, because he went to school with them. Like,
right. That is weird. The legend, we went to school with.
We never saw him in person, except for...
Well, so he's down there, and he's just making mishap. What is it? Mishap?
Mishap. Okay. Not mishap.
Mishap.
And he's like going around and like, oh, he goes to the mail room and he like shoves like all these bills and everything in people's boxes and just like all the annoying things. He like
all the annoying things.
All the annoying things. Why would you want jury duty? He just gives jury duty.
I thought you meant all the annoying things like to do in town.
Okay, so then while he's in the mail room, Cindy Lou Who comes in there because her dad is the postman. This part, Spider-Man. Though, when Riley was little, and she's like, I tried watching this with her when we lived in Utah, so she would have been like a year and a half old.
Yeah.
And when Cindy Lou Who goes, "You're the, and he goes, the Grinch," Riley screamed and ran away, and I wasn't allowed to play this movie at Christmas time. And she did not want to watch it the year after. And then tonight, we watched it, and I was telling her about that. And then Tyler was sitting on my lap, and I tell her that story, and then she, like, fake goes, like, covers her face, like, "Oh, it's so scary." And then Tyler goes, "Scary." I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, great.
At least he doesn't run out screaming. He just goes, scary.
Yep. So then Cindy falls into, like, this mail chute thing. And the Grinch has to save her. So he, like, he doesn't have to. But Max makes him save her, the dog. So he saves her and Cindy. And he's, like, all annoyed. And so then they go home. And this is when they keep showing how commercialized, would that be the right word? Mm-hmm. The Who's make Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, like, Cindy's mom...
No. Consumerism?
Like, they don't know the... it's not...
To capitalism?
Materialistic.
There you go.
Okay. How materialistic the Who's, like...
have made it very materialistic.
Yes. So now the dad focuses on all the presents. Like, we have to buy all these presents. You've been practicing your Christmas wrapping, all that sort of stuff. The mom is super obsessed with this light, competition, best decorated house and everything like that. And
so stupid, because in the book they don't care about that stuff. They're like, cool, that's part of Christmas, but Christmas is the feeling you get.
Well, I mean, yes they are, because in the end, I mean, we know nothing about Cindy Lou Who other than,
yeah, true, we don't know if they are or not, but don't let the Grinch ruin their Christmas,
right? We just know that they get a lot of toys for Christmas, because I mean,
that's true.
You get toys for Christmas. And so, that's true. So then we hear Cindy Lou Who's song about "Where Are You, Christmas?"
And she's, yeah, that's so one sad. Of my least favorite Christmas songs. Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like this movie tried to make it a thing, and I was like,
it's so good. And now she's a real singer.
She is, yeah. Taylor Momsen. I love her. I've seen her twice live.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't she like a punk girl now? Like punk.
She's rock.
Well, okay.
Heavy metal. She has a song called "Make Me Wanna Die."
Heavy metal. So she like screams?
Okay, not death metal.
Oh. I was picturing like screamo death metal, heavy metal. Does she ever like quote the Grinch at her concerts?
Because she was also in Gossip Girl. That's why I started following her.
Oh.
Because she plays Jenny in Gossip Girl. And then once Jenny kind of started going off the show is when the Pretty Reckless started. So I've been following them since high school. And basically once Gossip Girl was done, she was like, I'm focusing on music. I'm not an actress. That's not what I want to do. That's what my parents put me into. But music is where my heart lies.
Okay. But she never even does like a joke about it?
Mm-mm.
Not my cup of tea.
Nope.
But
I know when I saw her, because I saw her the first time I saw, well, the first time I saw the Pretty Reckless was in Arizona in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of my all-time favorite concert experiences. Like, seeing them like that, I was fine not seeing them again, because I was like, nothing's going to top that. That's just how that show was. Me and Sierra, we got there super early. We waited in line for hours like we did for everything. And right when we got in, I went to the bathroom, peed, went back. We got right up on the bar, right in front of where her mic stand was going to be. And we were like, this is our spot. We're not moving. Yeah. Like, I don't need, I'm not going to get a shirt. I'm not going to get drinks. Like, I'll get the shirt after the show. And we just stayed there the whole entire time. And I think there were two or three openers and they were really cool. And then she came out and it was just, she kept leaning into the audience and like headbanging. But then people started to like pull her hair. So we clonked heads often because they would pull from behind me and I would get hit with her head.
What the heck? Why are they pulling your hair?
Rock and roll.
She didn't care because
she flipped everyone off all the time. She was like,
oh.
Yeah.
But she just like still did it.
Yeah. 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 Oh, there's a picture that I have because Sierra, I've always said Sierra was my photographer because she would get the moments that I wouldn't even think to like stop and take a picture of. But she kept like coming up to me and singing into my face. And I was always just like, but you're Jenny.
Oh. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you got to see her in real life. Because how cool is that? I would just be sitting there like, oh, Cindy Lou Who. And like, that's not what she wants.
Well, in the lobby, when we were waiting to buy our shirts, when I just saw her with my dad, I heard people in front of me talking. They're like, can you believe that she was in Gossip Girl? And like, the wife was like, wait, what? Like, so I was like, yeah, she played like, I don't know who she played, but she played someone. And then I was like, I should probably tell my dad because I doubt he realizes. And I was like, you do realize who we're seeing, right? And he was like, the Pretty Reckless. I was like, no. And I pulled up a picture of little Cindy Lou Who and he was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah.
He was just chill about it.
Yeah.
That's neat. Neato.
Well, at that point, he also thought he wasn't going to like the show. He was like, it's one of Bree's bands. Like, it's not rock and roll.
He offered to go see it. Like, he offered. Asked you.
Mm-hmm. So he had like a lineup of rock shows he wanted to see. And that was like, that was after him and mom had seen Five Finger Death Punch. And then Pretty Reckless was our first show. And he said he was into it because he knew they were rock and roll. But he thought, because the music I tend to like is not rock and roll like he likes. So he was like, so I was kind of going in with very low expectations, but then like after the second song he was like, damn, they are hard. And I was like,
oh, got yeah, it.
They are.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the movie. So
you sound so sad.
Back to the movie. I guess we have to do our job. Job. Like, we get paid for this.
Which back to our hobby.
So it just shows the Grinch up in his lair, like all like grumpy and Grinch like, and like that's when they tell us that his heart is two sizes too small. And oh gosh,
dude,
that reminds me. Oh no, you don't.
Let me just say, how much do you want to be the Grinch?
Only have your dog and not people.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what you're going after? Yes.
I was going to say, just sitting around doing nothing.
Yes, that too. Okay, the two sizes too small thing.
Yeah.
Always reminds me of when I was in elementary school and back before streaming services. And, you know, they'd say like, oh, on Tuesday night, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Or on Thursday night, Rudolph or whatever. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And so our PE teacher, every Christmas season, would give us the lineup saying, okay, watch The Grinch on Tuesday. And then we come in, and our first, like, 5 minutes of PE, he'd ask us trivia questions about it. Like, how small was the Grinch's heart? And if you got it right, he'd give you a piece of candy. Mr. Chevy, he was awesome. I loved Mr. Chevy. So every time I see the two sizes too small, I'm like,
where's my candy?
Yes. That's right. So, yeah, he's a... all sad and grumpy.
He's a hermit.
See you right there.
Sad and grumpy.
Oh, that's good. So now Cindy's going around, and because she... oh, because when her brothers came down at the very beginning of the movie, and, like...
she's so little and cute.
I know. when her brothers came down at the beginning of the movie and, like, said that they were at the Grinch's place, she got interested. And she's like, I wonder, I want to learn about the Grinch. So now she's going to all these people that knew the Grinch when he was little. So, like, these two old ladies that raised him. And they said that they were having a party, and he kind of just flew in with all the other babies, because that's how babies are delivered. He's the ugliest little kid.
He looks like the fat bastard from Austin Powers.
Oh. Well, he kind of does.
Like, he looks like the baby version of that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yes, definitely. And so then these old ladies are just, they start, like, raising him, right? And he, like, eats the Santa plate and everything like that. And then he goes to school. They, like, it fast forwards through his life. And he goes to school. And he just is, like, a bitter kid. He's just grumpy already. Like,
that, he just needs a friend.
I guess so. But who wants to be a friend with someone who's grumpy? Like, see, I didn't like that. I wish that they made him the Grinch for a specific reason. Like, they show why he goes over the edge, which is because he had a crush on Martha May, and he gives her a present, and then Augustus, I think his name was, the
mayor.
All right, guys, sorry. Like I said, Tyler is sick. Sure enough, he just woke up. On cue.
He'll try and pause when he starts coughing. But just in case, he does not want to go back to sleep in his bed, so he's going to sit here and watch this podcast. But you might hear
cough
him
cough along the way.
Yeah, you might hear him coughing. You might hear him, like,
breathing.
Heavy breathing.
I'll try my best to edit it out. Yes.
Sorry, guys. So, let's see how this goes. Luckily, we're almost done. Sort of. All right, I think we were talking about the Grinch's backstory. How I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, falls in love with, so he becomes a super Grinch because he falls in love with Martha May and he gives her a present. And the Augustus, the mayor, soon, eventually mayor, like, makes fun of him for it. He's like the,
gosh, Clutch.
So the mayor is like the bully, right? And the Grinch just like, I just wish he was, like, a nice kid that got bullied, and that's what put him over, as opposed to, like, he's a Grinch from the very beginning.
I just think he's a misunderstood kid.
As a baby, he knocked another baby's little fly thing. What are they called? Umbrellas. But anyway, so Cindy's just getting all this information on classic original baby Grinch.
It's so sad that he comes, he doesn't want to show his face.
I know, because he shaved. So he got made fun of the day before for being having hairy. A hairy face. And so he shaves, and it's the first time shaving, and he cut his face up. And so then he gets made fun of for that. And that's kind of what threw him off. And he's like, I hate Christmas. And so then he goes and lives in his tower, his cave in the mountain.
And he's basically naked all the time, too.
Yeah. So now it's the Who celebration. I don't remember what it's called. Who something. Everything's Who.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yes. Including the food.
Yes.
Well, I asked Allie, because I was reading the book, and I was like, why don't we call it human pudding? Like, who, like, pudding?
You want to eat human pudding? You do you. And so then, so the mayor's like, oh, I'll be the cheermeister, and Cindy's like, no, it should be the Grinch. And they go on battling, like, no, it can't be the Grinch. It can't be the Grinch. But he won't come down. So then Cindy goes up and says, Mr. Grinch, come on down. You're the cheermeister, and you won. And so now he's, like, trying to decide if he should go down. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know if I should. And finally, Max is like, you should. You should. And he pulls the little lever and makes him go down. I hope y'all are understanding this. So he's up in his tower, and when you pull a rope, he goes down the garbage chute to back to Whoville.
I'm thrown off now because Tyler's in here, you guys. So sorry, my brain is like in a million places right now.
Oh gosh.
So now he's Cheermeister.
In a Christmas sweater and all.
Yes, and he has to like try the Who pudding and try the Who fudge and
he really should have tried the human pudding.
Oh no. And like done a little sack race and everything like this. And what threw him over
was the mayor was a jerk.
Yep. And gave him a razor for Christmas. And so then the Grinch is just like, you know what?
They don't deserve Christmas.
Screw you guys. And so the mayor...
I'm going home.
Yep. He also proposed to Martha May, which also pissed the Grinch off because the Grinch likes Martha. Mm-hmm. And he then starts ruining Christmas and he like burns up their tree. He like shaves the mayor's head. He, you know, steals cars. He's like sets things on fire.
And then he's a real cheermaster.
Yes. And he goes back up to his place and he's like, you know what? Screw all those guys. I'm going to make Christmas stop for like ever. And he decided how to do it because he threw Max into the snow and Max sits up and he has snow on his face. Which, also, they got that from the original cartoon because that was not in the book either. He just had a wonderful, awful idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the book does, all the book, I'm pretty sure most of the book is also quoted in this movie.
Yeah.
They just added a bunch. Yeah.
To make it an actual full-length movie.
Yes, instead of a half-hour short.
Also, we find out in the book that the Grinch is supposed to be 53 years old, guys.
Yes.
The Grinch does not look 53 in the movie.
Yeah. Especially if he went to school with...
The mayor. The mayor.
Maybe the mayor could be 53.
Mayor could, for sure.
Martha May, not so much. Anyway, so... Then he's trying to... I love this part. He's trying to have Max be a Rudolph. And Max is like, no. He, like, just pops off his nose. It's so cute. I love Max. He's such a good boy.
You love any dog.
I know, I love puppies, you guys. So, a difference between the book and the movie here is that in the book, it's just a normal sled.
Yeah.
Whereas the Grinch goes down in, like, this...
legit turbo booster sled.
Yeah, it's, like, flying and everything. Doesn't happen. So then he goes down, and same as in the book, the very first house is Cindy Lou Who's house, and he does all the same stuff. He steals everything, and then Cindy comes out, and he gives her water and back to bed, but before she goes to sleep, she says, you should go visit the Grinch. So he's behind the tree, and he's like, his hands are all like flying out there as he's talking, right?
But his hands are long green.
Long green fingers. Like, oh my gosh, my old dog, Jasper. We used to say he had Grinch feet because his fur was so far over his paws. I don't know if I have a picture of just his paws, but it's like, it was so soft and cute. I'll post a picture of Jasper. I'll try and get his paws in there. But anyways, yeah, it was like, I was like, okay.
Come on, Cindy, be smart.
Especially since she's already met the Grinch.
Yeah.
Like, in the book, it's understandable, because...
Because she doesn't know who the Grinch is.
Yeah, and she's two.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but she's like, go to the Grinch's house, too, because, you know, no, he needs it. He's sweet. He's like, aw. And so his heart is, like, starting to grow. I mean, it doesn't say it is, but it's kind of showing that, oh, someone cares about me. So then he's... stole everything from the houses, and then he decides to go take it to Mount Crumpet to dump it. I love this book. Guys, I love rhyming books. And so... but unfortunately, now his turbos are broken, so Max has to pull this whole thing up the mountain.
Poor Max.
I know. And then Max... or then he... but he doesn't pause like he does in the book to hear them cry.
Yeah.
He pauses because he starts to hear them singing.
Yeah.
But before that, we are down in Whoville, which we don't know in the book. This very well could have happened in the book. We just don't ever see the Who's point of view. Where all the Who's are freaking out. Because they're like, where's all our stuff? Where is it? And Cindy Oh, and then the mayor's like, I hope you're happy, blah, 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 blaming Cindy. And then I love that her daddy stood up for her, and she's like, well, if she's not happy or proud of herself, I am proud of her, and all this sort of stuff. And then they all start singing, like, because Christmas is more than just presents. And then the Grinch hears it, which is what makes him stop pushing everything over. And he listens, and then his heart painfully, it looks like, grows three sizes.
Well, I mean, could you imagine your heart growing three sizes?
I know. Especially where it's big enough to where you can see it pumping on your jacket.
Yeah.
That's like the emergency room. So then he takes all the stuff down. Well, first, no, that's not true. First, he's like, oh my gosh, all the stuff. And he goes up to try and get the stuff. And then he's like, it's too heavy. I can't save it. He's like, whatever. It's just toys. You know, I'll go down and apologize. But then he sees Cindy Lou Who on top. Like, I came to see you, Mr. Grinch, because no one should be alone on Christmas. My thoughts are like, why would you jump up on all these toys, Cindy?
But, yeah.
I mean, you do you, girl. You almost die.
Yep.
And then he gets, like, the strength of, like, a mom saving her kid that's trapped under a car and, like, picks up this sleigh and, like, brings it back down to Whoville. They ride it in this, like, crazy roller coaster ride all the way down. And then he gets out and he admits that he stole it all and he says he's sorry. And the mayor's like, you heard him, get him. And the police officer's like, yep, I heard him. He said he's sorry. Could you imagine if that's
how life worked? That would be so bad. People would be getting off for things.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, you're fine. You go about your day.
Okay, okay. Yeah. It's okay. You said you're sorry.
It's okay. You said you're sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you did this last week too? Oh, you said you're really sorry.
Really, really sorry. Oh, man.
Oh.
You're definitely off the hook. And then he invites everybody to his cave to have Who dinner. And all the Whos live on a snowflake. That end.
The end.
The end. I just find it funny. I guess it doesn't say it in the book. That he invites everyone to his place. Because in the cartoon, they're all downstairs. See, but I mean, he decorated his cave.
True.
Because in the cartoon, they're all in one of the Who houses.
This one, because I think it says on this one.
He brought back all the toys and the food and the feast, and he was the one. He himself, the Grinch, carved the roast.
So it's implied that it wasn't at his place.
Yeah. All right, you guys. We did it.
There we go.
Woohoo! We did it. I wooed for you.
You did. I was purposely trying not to because I already did it in this.
There. And I got all my three notes that I did. All right, guys. Let's do some casting.
Yeah.
So, IMDb credited 72 people for this movie. Let's talk about who. Jim Carrey himself is the Grinch.
Jim Carrey himself.
The Jim Carrey is the Grinch.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone that could have done the Grinch.
No.
I remember when this movie came out, so 2000, I would have been like third grade. Okay, so we were third grade. And my friend across the street, her older sister, 2 years older than us, so fifth grade, was chatting with someone, I think it was my parents, about this movie. And she says, and if I didn't know, I don't know actors now, I like knew no one when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And so she's saying like, Jim Carrey, there's no one else that could have done that, like he is the only one who could do that face, and like all these like things that like, I don't know, even now I wouldn't think a fifth grader would say.
This fifth grader would.
Well, yeah, you would. And so like I'm just like sitting there and I'm like, oh yeah, trying to agree with her, but I have no idea who she is talking about.
Who?
I don't know who Jim Carrey is, but no, I agree with her.
Oh, for sure. For
he's
sure.
The only one. Like, I watched this video of him not in makeup doing the Grinch face.
Yeah.
And it's like all his face.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Miss Cindy Lou Who is, what was, Taylor what? Momsen?
Yeah, Taylor Momsen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun last name.
Yeah.
Is she a mom?
No.
Well, I thought she was perfect.
But I also love her. I love Taylor Momsen. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of her music. I'm a fan of her.
Jeffrey Tam. Wait a second. Okay. I thought I switched them.
Wait a second.
I was like, why would I put the characters after and then all of a sudden? Okay. Jeffrey Tambro played the mayor. Did I say his name wrong?
Tambro?
Tamboro. Tambor. Tambor?
Tamber.
Damn.
Don't skip letters.
Yeah, Riley. Sound out every sound. You guys believe I taught kindergarten?
Tambro.
I taught kindergarten, and my kindergartners, like, excelled in reading because I taught reading so well. And I can't read myself. Oh, no.
Good All right. job.
Okay. Played the mayor.
he did good.
Yeah, he did. He was a snothead.
Yeah.
Gosh. Christine Baranski?
Yeah.
Ooh, I said that's why I was out.
Baranski? Okay. Yeah.
Martha May. Martha. Oh, gosh, you guys.
Now she's adding letters.
Martha May. I mean,
Hoovier?
Yeah. Hoovier. I don't know. Yeah.
Come up here,
coach. I mean, she's like slutty, which I guess she was supposed to be. This movie really was like, rewatching it as an adult, I'm like, oh man, this is like not super kid appropriate.
Yep. But everything goes over kids' heads.
Yep. Yep.
I think she did fine. I love, she's one of those actresses who's been in so many things, but like not ever something that's like super, you know her from it.
Oh, I was gonna say, this is like the only thing I can think of. Tell me more.
Oh, she's in Mamma Mia. She's one of the friends.
Oh.
She is in a lot of cartoons. Young Sheldon.
She's a voice actress mostly.
She's a Bad Moms Christmas.
I never saw it.
Me neither.
Trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Chef.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Into the Woods. The Bounty
Psych. Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. She didn't find me.
I liked her.
Yeah. Lulu who. So, Bill Irwin plays Lulu who, which is Cindy's dad. That's a funny name. But he did fine.
Is it really Lulu who?
I guess. I IMDb'd them all. That's where I got all these names from. Maybe they spelled Cindy wrong. Maybe that's why I did it. No, I'm probably just dumb.
I think he did fine.
Yeah, I think so too. I really liked him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He was in something else recently, and I was like, what was he in? I have to look it up.
Sad. I saw his picture and said, I don't know him from anything else.
I always think that the mayor
mm-hmm.
is someone else until I see his picture, and then I know exactly who he is. I always think, I can't think of the guy. Oh, the guy from Hunger Games, who is the, like, the guy who talks. Like, does the interviews.
Stanley Tucci?
I don't know. Is that his name?
Yeah, it's Stanley Tucci.
Oh, I always think that that's him until I see his picture and I know exactly who he is.
Girl. Stanley Tucci is, like, he's one of my loves. If he's in a movie, I will go and see it.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of Elmo stuff. Mm. He's Mr. Noodle? No freaking way! Was he Mr. Noodle when we were kids, too? What? No freaking way! You know who Mr. Noodle is? Oh my gosh, you guys! Cindy's dad was Mr. Noodle! You know, okay, from Elmo's World? Elmo's World.
I stayed away from that show.
Oh my gosh! Now I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna make Tyler sit down and watch it. We're gonna watch Mr. Noodle. He was like, okay, so Elmo's World is just Elmo, right? And he mm-hmm. does his little learning things. And then he goes, his neighbor is Mr. Noodle. Mr. Noodle doesn't talk. He only, like, he just okay. does the actions, right?
Okay.
And so, but Mr. Noodle is dumb. like, let's see, what would an example be? Like, oh, he has to, like, walk the dog. Oh, and Mr. so Noodle. He'll go, like, to walk the dog, but he'll, like, they'll be like, ask the kids, like, what do you need to walk the dog? And they'll say, yeah. a leash. And so he goes to get a leash, but he picks up, like, a traffic cone. Or he goes, like, he does...
He's the comedy.
He's the comedy.
poor guy.
Yes. But oh my gosh, I didn't know it was Cindy Lou Who's dad.
So wait, is it a person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a Muppet. Yeah, he's a person.
I thought it was a Muppet. And I was like, so he doesn't talk and you're excited about
this? Oh, no. No. That would be weird. He just, like, puppets it and I'm super excited. No.
So I was like, okay.
No. Okay. So let's keep going. Yep. Molly Shannon is Betty Lou Who.
I love Molly.
Oh, see? Because it's Lou. Because...
Oh, duh.
Cindy Lou.
Yep.
What's her last name? So Lou, okay.
Oh, Lou Who is Lou. The... Okay. Is the
name. That makes sense. Anyways. Yeah, I like her too.
Mm-hmm. She's also in a lot.
She is in a lot. A lot. Yeah.
A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
Is she... She's a really big voice actress too, right?
Or am I don't
thinking
know.
Thinking of someone else.
I know her from Night of the Roxbury. I know her from Superstar. I know her from... She's basically in a ton of Will Ferrell's movies, especially his early ones.
She was on SNL too, huh? She's not who I was thinking when I said voice actress, but...
She's a big-time comedy actress.
Yeah. Yep. I liked her.
Yep.
Okay. Josh Ryan Evans was the little Grinch. I thought it was... I mean, he was grumpy.
Yeah. Honestly, they made him look a lot like Jim.
They did.
Like, I didn't realize that it was a different... I just thought that they'd, like, CGI'd it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So then the little mayor was Ben Bookbinder. Whoa. What a cool name.
That poor kid probably got made fun of.
It's like in middle school. You know how we weren't allowed to wear our backpacks?
Yeah.
And you had to carry around.
I know, and now you have to wear your backpack in middle school.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. They don't give them lockers.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't give them lockers.
That's crazy.
So their PE clothes, their lunchbox, they have to carry that around with them.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was fine.
Yeah, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
And Laundry Al... Laundry.
Landry.
Landry?
Laundry. Where's the U?
Laundry.
Land.
Landry.
Like, okay, get rid of that R-Y. What does that spell?
Landry. But still, I've never heard the name... I guess I haven't heard the name Laundry either.
Come here, Laundry.
I haven't heard Landry either. Albright. These people have some interesting last names.
You think Albright is interesting?
Bookbinder, Albright. They're like, they're all like compound words.
Oh no.
She played Little Martha. I thought she did fine.
Yep.
Yep. She was really cute actually.
Mm-hmm. I liked her hair.
And then I think the only other noteworthy two are Kelly played Max.
Cute.
He did so good. And then Anthony Hopkins was our narrator.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
That's what was making me shocked. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, I didn't realize until I looked IMDb. It up.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
I know. I thought he did great.
Why didn't they give him they should have put him in the movie, apart from just his voice.
Which do you prefer, the book or the movie?
I prefer the cartoon.
I do too.
Because it's quick. Get it over with quick.
I like the cartoon because it is the book. It's just a little bit more. So, like, it'll show, like, a little montage of him making his Santa outfit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. The Jim Carrey one's not my favorite. I mean, I prefer it for the Benedict Cumberbatch one.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And I will watch it every year. But it's not my absolute favorite. I like the original cartoon.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. That was it.
We did it.
We did. So next week, you guys, we are doing a special episode. And we are recapping...
Season 1.
Because
we're at the end.
We're at the end of season 1. And basically what that means is we're taking a break in December.
Yeah.
We're
going to give ourselves a break in December. And then in July.
Yeah.
So that's our season break.
Yeah. Because we need time to read books, you guys.
Time to read books and record.
Yes. And we love you. And we want to make
good quality content.
Yes. So we need to
take breaks to try and give ourselves also breaks, but also mainly to catch up with reading and recording. Yes.
We're hoping eventually we'll get far enough ahead where we can take these breaks as breaks.
Mm-hmm. It's just we have to get in that groove first.
Yes, so we're working on it. But, so next week we're doing a recap of all of our books and movies we've read and watched this season.
With some fun extra things.
Yes. And I searched for online. Maybe we missed some things to compare, and I found some fun things that we might have missed in our comparisons. Mm-hmm. So, we just want you to come tune into that, and then...
have fun with us.
Yes.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Eat lots of turkey.
Gross. I don't like turkey, guys.
That's why you don't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Would you eat nothing on Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I basically have to ask. I have to be like, can we make a ham?
Oh, my gosh.
Or last year, I convinced my parents to let us get a duck.
Was that good?
Duck is my favorite.
Oh, I've never had a duck.
It's so good.
Oh.
It's way more, like, so much more juicy.
So did you have, like, a Thanksgiving, like, in A Christmas Story when they go to the restaurant and they give them a duck and then they have to chop the head off the duck?
No. Oh. No. Harbor Greens sells ducks.
Okay.
And so we just bought a duck from there. And so we just popped it in the oven. They cooked their turkey. We cooked the duck. I ate the duck. Dad ate the duck. They ate the turkey.
Are you going to do that again?
My mom just asked me, she was like, so what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving this year? And I was like, I kind of want a duck again.
Oh my gosh. I freaking love turkey. Turkey, mashed potatoes, and then corn and gravy and the rolls. Oh my gosh. So you just have duck. You don't have mashed potatoes either?
I do, but like I have that all the time. So it's not like a special Thanksgiving thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you have, like, mashed potatoes with duck all the time?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have mashed potatoes, too, but when I have it with turkey and gravy...
I hate gravy.
So oh, my gosh.
Mashed potatoes and duck.
This girl makes fun of me for being plain and not liking things, and she doesn't like any food on the Thanksgiving table. What?
Yeah. Well, it's always not been my favorite because of the turkey, but...
Oh. Aw, well, I love Thanksgiving. It tastes so good. And then it's the kickoff to Christmas for us.
Yeah.
Because we do day after is time to decorate.
Yep.
And so...
I always just count down until the day after. I'm like, can we be done with this? That's why this year I'm apartment sitting Thanksgiving weekend, starting Thanksgiving. I'm kind of like, whatever.
Oh, well, all right.
I know my mom's always like, but this is the holiday where you're supposed to be thankful for things. I'm like,
I'm thankful I'm apartment sitting and making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, all right. Have a good Thanksgiving, you guys. See you next week. See you
next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And if you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and gave us 5 beautiful stars.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript and Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21.
Shout outs to Ashley McGee for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And our one and only Brie for our editing.
Good job.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.